South Korea says North Korea is willing to hold talks with the United States. Seoul says Pyongyang agrees that talks between the two Koreas and the U.S.-North relations should improve together. The news followed a meeting between a high-level North Korean delegation and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The delegation is in the South to attend the closing ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games. Reports say it includes diplomats in charge of the North's nuclear program. U.S. President's daughter Ivanka Trump is also in the South, but there is no indication that the two sides will hold any meeting. North Korean delegation is being led by former General Kim Young-choi. Now, this has triggered some South Koreans together at the border crossing in protests.
Whose president is Moon Jae-in? He has accepted Kim Jong-chol, ignoring his own country. People are angry.
Now, the former general has been accused of being behind the sinking of a South Korean naval ship that killed 46 sailors in 2010. Tensions have eased between the two Koreas since the North Korean leader's sister attended the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in a historic visit. Kim Jong-jung extended an invitation to the South Korean president to attend a summit in Pyongyang. Well, crossing over to Niagara Falls, Ontario, joined by Mr. Jason Unruhe, political commentator. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell us about this situation. I mean, when we look at the Koreas, when they deal with each other alone, they seem to be fine. And then we have, of course, the United States coming in and adding more sanctions. Where do you think that this is going to go now with the United States, basically, as I said, added more sanctions? But on the other hand, we see it seems like a thawing of relations between the North and South.
Well, I think that definitely the North and the South want own unification for themselves. They have a mutual interest in there not being a war on the peninsula. They do, even after all this time of separation, see each. This is an entirely different situation for the United States. They see this conflict as something of a relic held over from the Cold War. Diametrically opposed systems, but two systems that are in an antagonism. They both seek to eventually destroy. But the United States wants to see the DPRK come to an end. They want a destruction of the society and to set up a puppet government in its place, where just want a peaceful unification. That's why we see such a contrast between the two, that when the North and the South are together,
okay.
Things go.
Jason, I'm so sorry. I hate to interrupt you, but we are having some audio difficulties. Perhaps we can talk again later on. My apologies. Political commentator Jason Unruhe out of Niagara Falls, Ontario.